B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Chavov. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the beginning of the next perek. Says the Mishnah, B'shloisha prokim bashono. Three times a year, Koyanim noisim eskapem. The Koyanim, they do birkas Koyanim. It's called noisim eskapem. They lift up their hands because that is how the Koyanim do birkas Koyanim. And they do this at the end of the Chazaras Hashatz of the Tfilois. Arba pomim bayoim. And of those three times, one of them, they actually even do Birchas Koyanim four times a day. That's how the Gemara is going to explain this. B'shachris, and that one time in the year when there's four times in the day, Birchas Koyanim is actually Yom Kippur, where one does the Birchas Koyanim by Shachris, by Musaf, by Mincha, or by Ne'ilas Sha'orim. It's what we call Ne'ila. And there's a discussion exactly what these gates, the Ne'ilah means the closing, which gates are closing. Is it the time when the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were being closed at the end of the day? Or was it the gates of heaven that get closed after the daily tefillahs have been said? And while these three times in the year that one does Birchas Koyanim, B'tainiyos, that's on the fast days, which, and in particular, we're talking here about the fast days that were decreed and declared when rain didn't come down or other calamities like that. Uba ma'amodois, which we're going to learn about in a minute, the ma'amodois, uba yom kippurim and on Yom Kippur. Elohein ha-ma'amodois. These are the ma'amodois. And the Mishnah is going to immediately tell us what's the source of ma'amodois, what are ma'amodois. And the halachas of the ma'amodis was that they would, these anshei maimed, we'll soon see who they are, they would fast, they would, and in their cities they would daven that the korbonos that were being brought up on behalf of their brethren, the entire Klal Yisrael, should be well received in Shemaim. Lefi shenemar, since it says in the Pasuk, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael es korboni lachmi. And that, which means that the korban tomid would be brought every single day from the money, from those shkolim that were brought by each and every person within Klal Yisrael. And we know that when a korban is being brought, then the person who owns the korban has to be present by the korban. And therefore, they appointed certain representatives in all their places that they would represent, so to speak, the people who would be standing on their behalf when the korbonis were being brought. V'chiheich, the Mishnah says, V'chiheich korbonis shel adam koriv, how can a person's korban be brought, v'hu'eino imed al gabov, and he's not standing there? And therefore, iskinu nevim arishoinim, the very early prophets, Shmuel Anovi and David HaMelech, they set up esrim v'arba mishmoris. They split up the koyanim into 24 different groups. Al kol mishmor u mishmor, and that means these 24 groups, they had a cycle that approximately twice a year they went through this cycle. Every week was a different group, was a different mishmor. And every week, corresponding to the Koyanim and Levim, that they had their groups that would go to the Beis HaMikdash and work that week in the Beis HaMikdash, there would also be Yisraelim that were also split up. There were, the Rambam says that the Ksherim, only certain people who are very, with a lot of Yiras Shemaim, they were chosen to represent in the various cities, they would represent the people of the all of Klal Yisrael, and they would also be davening on behalf of these korbonis, and these people, these Anshei HaMishmor, the Anshei HaMa'amodis, more accurately, those who were in Yerushalayim, would actually be present when the korban was being brought. So I'll call Mishmor u Mishmor hoyo maimed b'Yerushalayim shel Koyanim shel Levim v'shel Yisraelim. That every week there was a group of Koyanim and Levim who actually did the Avoida. The Koyanim did the Avoida, the Levim did the singing. And the Yisraelim, they were there representing Klal Yisrael to be present at the Korban when the Korban was brought. And besides for that, there was in all the other cities all over the place, there were also ma'amodis. There were people, Yisraelim, that it was their job to actually daven that the korbonos that are being brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael would be received. And they also had their groups that changed every week, and they were the Anshei HaMaimed. So we had the Anshei HaMishmor that were Koyanim and Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. We had the Anshei HaMaimed that were Yisraelim that were split into two. There was the group that was in Yerushalayim, and there's the group that was in all the other places. And these Anshei HaMa'amodos, they would actually have to fast during their week. We'll soon see when and how. But they would fast during their week, and they would fast and daven, as we're going to see. Higia Zman HaMishmor Lalois, at the time when the shift, when the next shift at the beginning of the week, when the shift started in Yerushalayim, then Kohanim uLevi'im oilim liYerushalayim. The Kohanim and the Levi'im would go up to Yerushalayim. Those Kohanim and Levi'im, that it was their week, their shift to work in the Beis Hamikdash. The Yisrael Shabbosim Mishmar and the Yisraelim that were associated to that group, Miskansin Lo'orim or Borim, they would gather together and daven together in their respective cities. The Kohanim b'Maisa Bereishis, and there would be a special Kriyas HaTorah. And that Kriyas HaTorah, they would, Lane will soon see what they would read, but they would have a special Kriyas HaTorah. V'anshei HaMaimed, hoyu mis'anim, and these Yisraelim all over the place, they would fast, but not every day of the week. Arba yomim b'shavua, 4 days in the week, obviously the days, not the nights. Miyom sheni v'ad yom chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they would fast. V'loi hoyu mis'anim, Erev Shabbos, they would not fast on Friday, mipnei kved Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos, not to come into Shabbos starving. V'loi be'echad b'Shabbos, nor did they fast on Sunday, k'dei shelo yetzu mimenucha v'oineg liyegia, in order not to have an immediate transition between extra tainug and pleasure to the pain and affliction of fasting, v'tainis v'yamusu, and that's not so healthy. Continues the Mishnah, that regarding the Kriyas HaTorah that they would read on these Ma'amodos, then B'yom HaRishon on Sundays they would read, that means the Mishnah is now going to tell us that they would read every day of the week, the day that corresponds to that day in Ma'aseh Bereishis. We know in the first perek of Parashas Bereishis, we have the Ma'aseh Bereishis, what Hashem created on the 6 days of the week, and Vayechulu on Shabbos. But since three people are called up to the Torah, and every person can only be called up to the Torah if one reads a minimum of three psukim, there's no single parasha within that first perek in Parashas Bereishis which has nine psukim, and therefore every day they would have to read that day's parasha. I mean, Sunday would read Sundays in Ma'aseh Bereishis and Monday. The longer of the two would be split into two, and the shorter one would be just one. So B'yom HaRishon on Sundays, they would read Bereishis, which is a parasha of five psukim, and they would actually split that into two. And even though it's not possible two people read five psukim and have three psukim each, so that the Gemara is going to discuss how one can read the five psukim with giving two people three psukim each. And also they would read Vayihi Rokia, which is the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis. They would read that on Sunday as well. It's a parasha with just three psukim, and that would be the third person who gets the aliyah. That would be his aliyah. B'sheni on Mondays, they would read Yehi Rokia, which is the kriya of the second day. It's only three psukim there, so it's only the first aliyah will read that parasha. V'yikovu Amayim, which again, Yikovu Amayim, which is Tuesday's Ma'aseh Bereishis, has five psukim, and they again split that into two people who get an aliyah. B'shlishi on Tuesdays, Yikovu Amayim, they read Yikovu Amayim, but this time they call up just one person to read all the five psukim. They don't split it into two, because Vayihi Amo'eros, which is the fourth day of creation, actually has six psukim, which can easily be split into two, three psukim each. Therefore, Yikovu Amayim is one person, and Vayihi Amo'eros is two people. B'Ravi on Wednesdays, Vayihi Amo'eros, they would now read Vayihi Amo'eros again with six psukim splitting into two. V'Yishrutzu Amayim, which is the parasha of the fifth day of creation, which only has four psukim in it, and therefore only one person gets an aliyah when that is read. B'Chamishi on Thursdays, Yishrutzu Amayim, the first aliyah is Yishrutzu Amayim, which is four psukim. V'Toytze Oretz, the second and third aliyah, is the parasha of Vatoytze Oretz, which is Friday's creation, which has eight psukim in and can easily be split into two. B'Shishi on Fridays, Vatoytze Oretz, they would read Vatoytze Oretz, which is two people. V'Yechulu HaShemayim, and the reading of Shabbos, which is V'Yechulu, they would read, is the third aliyah on Friday, which is one parasha of three psukim. Parashat Gedoyla, Koyrin Oysa Bishnaim, the six psukim parashas or the eight psukim parashas, and sometimes the five psukim parashas get split into two, Vaktano, and the small parashas having three or four psukim, and sometimes even five psukim, B'yochid, is split and has only one aliyah. And this is true B'Shachris and B'Musaf. With Shachris, that was Kriyas HaTorah, they would read this. And with Musaf, those days that had Musaf, they would read Musaf on with this Kriyas HaTorah as well. However, B'Mincha, with regards to the davening of Mincha, Nichnosim, they would gather together, V'Koyrin Al-Piyem, they would read it by heart, they wouldn't take out a Sefer Torah and read from the Sefer Torah inside. K'Koyrin Es HaShema, like one reads the Shema, that one doesn't take out a Sefer Torah, they just read the parashas by heart. Erev Shabbos b'mincha, on Friday afternoon, mincha lo yhoyu nichnosim, they would not gather together for this tefillah, mipnei kvoida Shabbos, because of kavod of Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, kol yoyim sheyesh boi halil, any day that one would say halil on those days, for example, on Chanukah, and many other days, on Rosh Chodesh, ein boi maimud b'shachris, then since they would be engaged in saying Shachris, then those people, the Ma'amodis, those Yisraelim who were in Yerushalayim, they were engaged and busy saying Halil, and therefore they would not say the Ma'amodis, they wouldn't say the Tefillah, that the Tefillahs of the Korbanos should be Niskabel, should be received and well accepted in Shemaim, they wouldn't do that by Shachris. Korban Musaf, those days that have Musaf, then ein boi b'ne'ila. Then those days that one says Musaf, and Musaf takes much longer, it's more than just a Korban Tomid, which is one Korban, and Musaf is always a few Korbanis. Then in Yerushalayim, those people in Yerushalayim would not say the Ma'amodis, not during the Ila, not during Mincha, and even more so not during Musaf. Which means those days where there was a Korban Musaf, then by Musaf, Mincha and the Ila, they would not say the Ma'amodis. Korban Eitzim, a day where they would bring the korban called korban eitzim, where the certain families would bring a wood as a donation to the mizbeach. We'll soon see which families brought and when they brought, but it was a yom tov for them. And on those days, in b'mincha, they would not say in Yerushalayim, they would not say the maimud during mincha. However, during the ila, that they could say. Divi Reb Akiva, that was the opinion of Reb Akiva. Omar loy ben Azai. Ben Azai argued with Rabbi Akiva and said, Kachoy Rabbi Shua, Shoin Rabbi Shua learnt and taught that Korban Musaf ain b'mincha, that a day that there's a Musaf, then not like we said, not like you Rabbi Akiva said before, that when there's a Musaf, that you don't say the Ne'ila, you don't say the Ma'amodis by Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila, rather just by the Musaf and Mincha, but by Ne'ila you do say the Ma'amodis. And Korban Eitzim, and the day that there's, they would bring the Korban Eitzim, then not like you, Rabbi Akiva, said that by Mincha you don't say the Ma'amodis, rather Ein B'Ne'ila you don't say the Ma'amodis by Ne'ila. Chozer Rabbi Akiva Liyashenika Ben Azai, afterwards when Rabbi Akiva heard what Ben Azai had said, Ben Rabbi Akiva adopted the version of Ben Azai in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Continues the Gemara. Zman atze kohanim v'ha'om tisha. There were nine times when the kohanim or other families in Klal Yisrael would actually come and donate the woods. And this was primarily that after the 70 years between the two Batei Mikdash, these were the families that first volunteered to bring the wood when it was most needed, when they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash. And therefore they had the privilege, this was their day, and all their descendants in the generations later, they would bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash on those days. Be'echod b'Nisan, on the first of Nisan, b'nei Orach ben Yehuda. They were the first ones to volunteer to bring and to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and they did that on the first of Nisan, and that lasted until the 20th of Tammuz, and therefore, that was the first of Nisan, was the Yom Tov of this family of Orach ben Yehuda. Be'esrim b'Tammuz, on the 20th of Tammuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda. That is when the sons of David ben Yehuda, this was descendants of David HaMelech, that they were the ones that brought the wood. B'chamisha b'Av, on the 5th of Av, b'nei Parush ben Yehuda. It was the turn of Parush ben Yehuda. B'shiva boy, on the 7th of Av, Bnei Yoinodov ben Rechev, Ba'asoraboy on the 10th of Av, Bnei Sono ben Binyamin, Ba'chamisha Osoboy on the 15th of Av, it was Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda, Ve'imoem Koyanim, and with them were the Koyanim, and Leviim Mechol Mishetor B'Shivtoy, or anyone who didn't know which tribe they belonged to, they would also take part in this Korban Eitzim. And that means that anybody who Koyanim, Leviim, or anybody who didn't know when their time, that means which of these families, if they had a tradition in the family that we are descendants of a family that would bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, but we don't know which family we belong to, they would all join in on the 15th of Av together with Zatu ben Yehuda. And with them was also Bnei Goinvei Eli, the families of those that used to smuggle the grinding tools, or Bnei Koitzei Ktzios, and those who would cut the figs. That was what would happen on the 15th of Av. Be'esrim Boy, on the 20th of Av, Bnei Pachas Moyov Ben Yehuda. That was the family of the Pachas Moyov Ben Yehuda. Be'esrim Be'elul, on the 20th of Elul, Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda. Be'echod B'teves, on the 1st of Teves, Shavu Bnei Parush Shnio. That is when the family of Parush, that was already mentioned before, that they would now, they were the ones that were on the 15th of Av, they were the ones who would again bring on the 1st of Teves. And we're going to discuss all this in the Gemara later. Be'echod B'teves, the Mishnah says on the 1st of Teves, Lo hoyo boy maimed, they didn't do the maimed at all, Shehoyo boy halil, V'korban Musaf, V'korban Eitzim. There was also Halil because it was Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. There was also a Korban Musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh. There's also a Korban Eitzim, as we just saw now, the Be'echod B'teves, the Bnei Parush, they would bring the woods. So you had all three reasons, and therefore they did not say the Mamodos at all on the 1st of Teves. Continues the Mishnah. Chamisha Dvorim Irus Aviseinu B'Shiva Oso B'Tamuz. V'chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. We know that Shiva Oso B'Tamuz is a fast day, as well as Tisha B'Av. And there are five things that happened on the 17th of Tamuz, and five things that happened on the 9th of Av. B'Shiva Oso B'Tamuz, what are the five things that happened on the 17th of Tamuz? Nishtabru Aluchos, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos then. Ubotel HaTomid, and the Korban Tomid stopped. And there's discussion in the Mefarshim exactly at what point in history, what era we're talking about here of the Korban Tomid, but there were a number of times that the Korban Tomid was stopped, and at least one of them was on the 17th of Tamuz. Another thing, Vuhuvka Ohir, the city of Yerushalayim got breached. Another thing, Vesarav Apostumus Esatera, Apostumus, he burnt a Sefer Torah, Vehemit Tselem Beheichel, and Menashe placed an Avodah Zarah in the Heichel. Those were five calamities that all happened on the 17th of Tamuz. Ubetish above, what are the five things that happened on the 9th of Av? Nigzar al Avisenu Shle Ikonsu Laoretz, after the Meraglim came back, the spies came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they said what they said, and as we know from the Chumash, and then it was decreed against Klal Yisrael that they would not be entering Eretz Yisrael. B'chorav Abayis Barashoyno, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th of Av, or B'shnia, as was the second one. V'nilkada Beitar, and the city of Beitar was conquered, and everybody there was murdered. V'nechro Shahoir, and the city of Yerushalayim was ploughed. And these are five calamities that happened on the 9th of Av. Mishenichnas Av, as soon as the month of Av starts, Mematim B'simcha, we minimize with certain acts of Simcha. B'Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, Liyos B'Soicha, Osur M'Lesapir U'M'Lechabes. One's not allowed to have a haircut, nor wash one's clothes. U'B'Chamishi, in the event that Tisha B'Av is on Friday, then, and there'll be no time to prepare for Shabbos, then on the Thursday, the day before Tisha B'Av, Mutorin, one's allowed to have a haircut and wash one's clothes, M'Pnei Koed Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the day before Tisha B'Av, lo yechal odom shnei tavshilin, a person shouldn't eat in the meal. And there's a discussion if this is the whole day or just the Sudas HaMafsekes, the final meal before the onset of the fast, but he shouldn't eat two cooked dishes. Lo yechal, for example, bosor v'lo yishte yayin. He shouldn't eat meat and shouldn't drink wine. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, lo yemir yishane, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev bekfias hamita. Rabbi Yehuda says that on Tisha B'Av one has to turn the beds upside down, which means one doesn't sleep on a bed. And the Chachomim did not agree with him. Omer Shimon ben Gamliel. There were no Yomim Tovim, there were no good days for Klal Yisrael like the following 2 days. Kechamisha also ba'av, like the 15th of Av, Ukayim HaKippurim and on Yom Kippur. Shebehen, on these 2 days, Benois Yerushalayim, the unmarried girls in Yerushalayim, Yoitzos Beklilovon, She'ulim, they would all borrow, even the wealthy ones would borrow white garments, and they would go out with them. And the reason that even the people who had garments would borrow garments, shelo levayesh es mi she'ein lo, in order not to embarrass those who didn't have garments and indeed had to borrow. V'chol hakelim t'unim tvila, since nobody knows whether the people they've borrowed the clothes from, were they nida, were they not nida, were they tome, were they not, and therefore all these garments were toiveled first. U'penois Yerushalayim yoitzeis, and these girls of Yerushalayim would go out. V'choilois bakromim, they would dance in the vineyards. They would say as follows: Bachur, an unmarried boy who's looking for a wife. Sa no inecho, lift up your eyes. Urei ma'ata boir lecha. That means the very pretty girls would say, look at what you're choosing. The less pretty girls, but those that come from a more prestigious families, they would say, al titein inecho benoi, don't just set your eyes on beauty. Ten inecho b'mishpacha, you should also look and make sure that the families are good. And those that had neither, they would say, sheker hachein, grace is a sheker, is a lie, vehevel ayoifi, and beauty is a vain. Isha yiras Hashem hitis halal, the main virtue of a woman is that she has yiras shemaim. Vaoimir, tnu lo mipri odeo, give her from the work of her hands, v'yalulua basha'orim ma'aseo. They'll praise her work by the gates, by the entrances. V'cheinu oimir, Tse'eno is another pasuk that says, Tse'eno, you should go out to Re'eno and see, B'nois Yerushalayim, B'melech Shloimo, which is referring to Hashem, B'itro, B'atoro, with the crown, She'itro lo'i imoi, which Klal Yisrael is, so to speak, adorning on Hashem, B'yoim chasunosoi, U'b'yoim simchas liboi, on the day which is compared, alluding to a marriage, and a simcha from the heart. B'yoim chasunosoi zumatan teira, by Matan Torah, when we received the Torah, on Yom Kippur we received the second set of Luchos, that was like a chasna with Hashem. Ubiyom Simchas Libo is a binyan beis hamikdash yibone b'mehira b'yomenu. That's going to be the building, the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash im yirtzeh Hashem speedily in our days. Says the Gemara that we saw at the beginning of the Mishnah that b'shloisha prokim, 3 times in the year, b'shono koyanim noisim eskapem, then the Kohanim would do Birchas Kohanim, and we said, what are they? They are B'tainios, B'ma'amodos, and B'yoyim HaKippurim. And they would, and it says in the Mishnah, they would be Noisin Eskapem, Arba Pa'omim B'yoyim, 4 times a day, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila. Asks the Gemara, Tainis, on a regular Tainis, those fast days that were decreed because of rain or other calamities, U'ma'amodos, and these ma'amodos, which is when the Yisraelim would gather together and daven that the korbanos of Klal Yisrael should be well received, mi'ikah musaf, there's a musaf on those days, those are regular weekdays. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Chisure mechsur v'hochiktoni, you have to read into the Mishnah as follows. B'shloisha prokim kohanim loisim eskapem. 3 times a year where the kohanim do birchas kohanim, kolz mancham espalilim, all the tefillahs that they daven on a typical day, it would be Shachris and Mincha. If there's a Musaf, it'll be Musaf. V'yesh men arba pomim b'yoyim. And there's even once where they would say the Birchas Kohanim 4 times in a day. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, une'ilas Shorim. And that would be on Yom Kippur. V'elu en shleisha prokim, these 3 times when one does Birchas Kohanim, is Tainyos, u'mamodos, v'yoyim HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Bahavua, Zu div Reb Meir. What we just saw in the Mishnah is the opinion of Reb Meir, an anonymous Mishnah. Aval Chachomim Oimrim, the Chachomim say, Shachris Musaf yesh behem nesias kapayim, Mincho Ne'ila ein behem nesias kapayim. The Chachomim argue with Reb Meir and say that Mincha and Ne'ila, there's never Birchas Kohenim. Man Chachomim, who are these Chachomim who are arguing with Reb Meir? Says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, it's going to be Reb Yehuda in the following Braisa. Tanya, Shachris, Umusuf, Mincho, Ne'ila, Kulon Yashpem, Nasias, Kapayim, Divir, Rab Meir. Rab Meir learns, like we saw in our Mishnah, that one does Birchas Keanim, Shachris, Mincha, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachris, Umusuf, Yashpem, Nasias, Kapayim, Mincho, Ne'ila, Ein Bem, Nasias, Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda argues, as we saw, and says that you only do Birchas Keanim, Shachris, and Musaf, only in the morning time. After that, people go home, people eat their meals, they could become intoxicated, and becoming intoxicated will stop the Kohanim from being able to do Berchas Kohanim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is a third opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, Ne'ilo yesh bo nesias kapayim. Mincha ein bo nesias kapayim. Now they all agree that a regular mincha, one doesn't do Berchas Kohanim, only Shachris and Musaf. Why? Because people may become intoxicated. The question is, on fast days, where typically on fast days, you can't become intoxicated, you can't drink anything. So the reason not to do Birchas Keanim falls away, which is indeed why Rabbi Meir says you do Birchas Keanim even in the afternoon, Mincha Ne'ila. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda said since every other day in the whole year we don't do Birchas Keanim Mincha, and in the afternoon that's including Ne'ila, even though there is no Ne'ila the whole year, you don't do Birchas Keanim in the afternoon. Rabbi Yossi says that Mincha, that every other mincha, you don't do Birchas Keanim. So you don't do Birchas Keanim on mincha, even in these fast days, the Mamodos, Yom Kippur, and Tainyos. However, Ne'ila, which there's never Ne'ila besides for these days, and on these days it's not possible to be intoxicated, therefore there's no reason to establish that there should be no Birchas Keanim by Ne'ila. So he says, by Ne'ila, yesh bo nesias kapayim. And that's what the Gemara is about to explain. But my kamiflugi, what's the point that they're arguing about? Rav Meir sovar kol yoima, every other day, time am I, why do we not loy parosu keanim yodayu b'mincha? So why do the keanim every other day not do Birchas Keanim by mincha? Mishum shikrus, because of the chance of being intoxicated. Or idna, but on a fast day, leka shikrus, there is no intoxication because you can't drink, and therefore there's no reason not to do Birchas Keanim. Says Rav Meir, you do Birchas Keanim, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Shachris and Musaf, Dekol Yoyim Eloi Shchiach Shikrus, every other day Shachris and Musaf, which is before the time you eat your meal, there's never any risk of intoxication. Le'gozru bu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon didn't see it necessary to decree that on a fast day one shouldn't do Birchas Keanim. Mincha Ne'ila, however, the tefillas in the second part of the day, Dekol Yoyim Oshchicha Shikrus, it's the time of the day that every other day in the year it is a possibility, and it's even Shechiach is common that people should become intoxicated. Gozubu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said, don't say Birchas Keanim even on the fast days. Rabbi Yossi Sova, Rabbi Yossi holds, Mincha D'Issya B'Kol Yoima, Mincha, which is a tefillah that said every other day, Gozubu Rabbonon, the Chachomim said, every other day you don't do Birchas Keanim Mincha, you never do Birchas Keanim Mincha even on a fast day. Ne'ila D'Leisa B'Kol Yoima, however, Ne'ila, which is not a tefillah one davens any other day, Le'gozu b'Rabbonon, the Rabbonon said, there's no reason not to do Birchas Keanim by Ne'ila. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yudom Harav, Halacha k'Rav Meir. The Halacha is like Rav Meir, and we'll soon see that the word Halacha means that it's something we're comfortable to publicize, and we're very certain that that is the final halachic ruling, like Rav Meir. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Rabbi Yechanan says, Nohagu ha'om k'Rav Meir. He doesn't say that halacha is like Rav Meir. He says that the people just, that's the custom they got used to following Rav Meir, that they would do Birchas Keanim even with Mincha Ne'ila. Rava Omer, Rava says, Minig k'Rav Meir. He doesn't say that it's just what the people did, Noagu ha'om. He says that is a custom, and a custom that should be encouraged. It's not necessarily a ruling that has to be publicized at first, but anybody who asks the question, what should we do? That is the custom to rule like Rav Meir. So we have three different opinions as to what extent and how certain the halacha is like Rav Meir. Mando Amar halacha k'Rav Meir, the first opinion who said that halacha like Rav Meir. Dorshin on Leibah Pirka, when we're giving a drasha in public, we get up and we tell everybody the halacha is like Rav Meir. Mando Amar Minig, the opinion that says that it was a custom, Midrash Le Dorshinon, then we don't go out and publicize it, but Iruya Mayrinon, if somebody asks us what the ruling should be, that's the ruling we give them, that the custom is like Rav Meir. Mando Amar Noagu, and the opinion that says it was just something that the people, they got used to, which we're not even sure if the halacha is like Rav Meir, it's just something they did on their own accord, and therefore if somebody asks us the question, we will not even tell them this opinion. And if they did Birchas Kehanim, they did Birchas Kehanim, and we don't protest that. Rav Nachman Omar, Halacha Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman Bichlal says the Halacha is like Rav Yosi, that one only does Birchas Kehanim, Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ila, not Mincha. And the Gemara says, Halacha Rav Yosi, that's the Halacha. V'ho'idna, and nowadays, my tam a parsi kana yodayu b'minchas u'detanisa. If the Gemara just ruled like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi said that you don't say Birchas Kehanim by Mincha even on a fast day, today the custom is on a fast day, we do Birchas Kehanim by Mincha. Says the Gemara, kiven de besomach l'shkiyas hachamuk a parsi, since nowadays they would, unlike back in the days where they would daven Mincha much earlier, and that Mincha, Rabbi Yosi said, that it's a mincha which you do shortly after midday, then the mincha gedolah, there you don't do birchas kehanim. But today, ho'idna, which the Gemara is talking about, where we daven mincha very late, it's similar, it's the same time as ne'ilah almost, it's mincha ketana, we do it very close to shkia, and therefore, ketfilas ne'ilah damya, it's not similar to a regular mincha that is normally davened, and therefore, there's no gezeira, and you can do birchas kehanim even during mincha. Says the Gemara, the kule almamias. What do we see from all this? That everybody agrees that shikur also benisias kapayim, that a drunk, intoxicated person is a kohen is not allowed to do birchas kehanim. Minohan amili. What would be the source for that? Omer Bishua ben Levi mishum bar kapora. Lama nismecho parashas kohen mevorich. Why is the parasha of birchas kehanim written adjacent to the parasha's nozir, the parasha of the nozir, which is somebody who's not allowed to drink wine, loimar, to teach us that ma nozir osir b'yayin, in the same way as a nozir is not allowed to drink wine, af kohen mevorech, so too regarding birchas kehanim, osir b'yayin, it's also for him to do birchas kehanim under the influence of wine. Maskif la avua du Rav Zeira. So the father of Rav Zeira asked the following question. Others say it was Oishia Bar Zavda who asked the question, that if you're comparing Birchas Kehanim and the prohibition of doing Birchas Kehanim under the influence of wine, from you're learning that from the fact that it's written next to Nozir, Ima Nozir also Bacharotzon, maybe in the same way as a Nozir is not allowed to intake even any grape seeds, af Kohen Mavorich also Bracharaton. Maybe a Kohen who wants to do Birchas Kehanim is not allowed to drink, not allowed to eat any of these grape pips either. And we know that's not true. Omer Yitzchok, Omer Kro. No, because we have another Pasuk. The Pasuk says elsewhere, Bo'esa hi hivdil Hashem es shevet halevi loses es aroin bris Hashem, lamid lefne Hashem, leshor soy to serve Hashem, ulvorich bishmoy, and to bless with Hashem's name. So you see that the service of Hashem, which is what Kohanim are doing, and the making a bracha are compared to each other. They're written near each other. Ma Mashoris, in the same way as a regular Kohen who does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, Mutar Bracharatzon, he's not allowed to drink wine, but he is allowed to drink or to eat the grape pips. Af Kohen Mavorich, so too the Kohen is doing Birchas Kohanim, Mutar Bracharatzon. He's only not allowed to drink wine and do Birchas Kehanim under the influence of wine and alcohol, and not allowed to be intoxicated. But to eat Charatzon, the pips of the grapes, that's okay. Asks the Gemara, Imam Mishra, so Mishoris Baal Mum Loi. Are you going to say that in the same way as a Kohen who does the Avodah, if he's blemished, he's not allowed to do the Avodah, Af Kohen Mavorich Baal Mum Loi? Are you going to say that a Kohen also, if he's got some form of blemish, he's not allowed to do Birchas Kehanim? Says the Gemara, no. Ho iskish le Nozir. He's compared to Nozir, as we saw before, that the Birchas Kehanim is written next to Nozir. And with Nozir, there's no such restriction. Even somebody who's a Baal Mum can be a Nozir. Asks the Gemara, Umay chozis de makshus lekula, akish lechumra. Why are you comparing to Nozir to say that a Baal Mum is allowed to do Birchas Kehanim, and you're comparing to Lesharosoi to say that Charatzon is Mutter, maybe you should do the other way around. Compare to Nozir that Charatzon should be Osir, and compare to the Kohen that Baal Mum should be Osir. Akish Lechumra answers the Gemara, Asmachtaninu, because these psukim and the fact that we're learning from that two things are written next to each other, it's not a real biblical drasha. It's just an asmachta, it's just something that the Chachomim were leaning on and depending on, and supporting their own rabbinical rulings with these psukim. But it's not really a rabbinical ruling, a biblical ruling, and therefore, since it's midrabbanon ulekula, therefore we use it to be lenient and not to be stringent. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.